You can't move. You can't even breathe, really. Your lungs just don't seem to work. All you know is that you just woke up to a feeling of unimaginable dread, and you're paralyzed. This has happened before to you, and it's going to happen again. Your night terrors, your sleep paralysis, all the sleep studies they did on you, and the medicines they gave you. It's easy to convince yourself to let them convince you. This is all in your head. Except for right now. You know this is real. More real than when you're awake. More real now that you can hear my voice in your head. Dripping with evil and sex. Your eyes can still move. You can see the flickering light in the hall. See how the light source is interrupted now. That's me. The thudding footsteps echoing through this old house and through your head. Impossibly loud. How am I not crashing through the floor? And the shadows I cast down the hallway. Do you really want to see what I truly am? The answer is no, darling. I'm not willing to show you yet. Because that would finish the job of driving you insane. And that's not what I want. Yet. So I'm going to make myself pretty for you as I get closer. Oh, just ignore the cracking of bones and ripping of skin. That's just me getting ready for you. Trust me, you'll prefer me this way. Oh, I stepped into view a little too soon. But that's just a glimpse of things moving into their right positions. Now that the flesh has sealed up, I'm actually not all that bad to look at, am I? The skin is a little pale, like ashes from a fire. But I would almost pass for a human woman, couldn't I? Except the eyes. Don't look too far into my eyes, or you'll be gone. You'll fall into them and never climb out. Don't worry about my teeth. I have other appetites to satisfy tonight, as I've been satisfied in the past by you. Maybe one day I'll allow that one to be satisfied as well. But that would be killing the goose that laid the golden eggs now, wouldn't it? Under other circumstances, I would kill you. You would kill for a woman with a body like this, wouldn't you? If you couldn't feel the pure evil emanating off me, and if you weren't racked with mortal terror right now, oh, you're starting to remember now the other times. The nightmares that can only be remembered within other nightmares. Except these are real. I'm out of your view now, at the foot of the bed. What am I doing here? You know what's going to come next. Me, slowly crawling onto the bed and over your body. Me, brushing against you, cold as ice. But don't fear for me, lover. You know I always steal your heat to warm myself. See, I'm already so much warmer, while you're all cold and clammy now. And drenched in sweat. Oh, and the tears running out of the corner of your eyes. That's why you so often wake with your eyes crest over. Now hold still, my pretty. Oh, that's right. You can't move at all. I'll have to do all the moving like this. So hard, so full of life and energy, even after all my previous visits. So few men can be harvested as often as you. Although one of these days, I will break you. Oh, physically and mentally, and your soul. You might be still alive, but you won't be you anymore. You've seen people around like that, and you know it. Oh. My pussy is getting so warm now, stealing energy from your body, not just heat, but pure life force. You'll be tired all day and sick, and you won't know why, but it's okay, it will return. But before I return, I have to go. And before I go, I have to come. That's the way I get what I need from you. Well, one of the things I need. We're not wasteful. We use much of our cattle, just like the Native Americans. And I can do so much wonderful things with your sperm. Oh, when I bring it home. We have children, you and I. Although you wouldn't see any resemblance. Oh, and they're going to get more brothers and sisters soon. Don't hold back, lover. Not that you could. Oh, and if you tried, I'd take your balls home with me instead. Just give me your seed, and I'll try not to take too much life with it. But accidents happen. It would be so inconvenient if I lost control when I came. Oh, and started to change back. Oh, I guess we'll see what happens. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh, you never disappoint, do you? So much cum. So much life. And so much glorious terror. And you survived again. I've grown quite fond of you, my little pet. You're so dependable. And now it's time for me to go and to take these gifts you gave me with me, along with your memories. Because we can't have you remembering too much. At least, remembering that this is more than a nightmare. But don't worry, lover. I'll always be there, in the back of your mind. And when I come back again, the memories will come back as well. Pleasant dreams.